Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Leaf.
Would be a little weird. Leaf? Can you put a leaf in your coffee?
That's more tea than coffee, you know?
That's true, and I'm not a fan of tea outside of sweet tea.
Right, right. But, I mean, that's still leaf. It's still leaf. It's still.
Yeah, it is. Technically, yeah.
Technically. It's technically.
Well, technically.
It's technically correct, which, as we all know, is the best kind of correct. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just go to the strangebrewcoffeehouse.com and order it to be shipped right to your door. You know, we're only about a month away from, like, Mother's Day and stuff. So if mom's a coffee drinker, a gift from Strange Brew Coffee would make her day. It would also help out the Bulldog Initiative, just like you do with our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. If you're a business owner and you're a Mississippi State fan, how can you pass this deal up? You already spend money on printing each and every month. Give your business to Pip Printing and Signs. They've been working now for 30-plus years in here in Mississippi. They're owned and operated by Mississippi State fans. But most importantly, when you give them your business, 10% of that turns right back around to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. So you can become a Bulldog Initiative business without actually spending any extra money. Now, if you're a Mississippi State fan and you own a business, you just cannot pass that up. So call Camden Baker today at 601-499-5216. He'll get you taken care of and get you going with Pip Printing and Signs. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Super Bulldog Weekend is this weekend. If you're in the Jackson area, before you come up to Starkville, maybe make a trip to College Corner and take a look around and grab yourself a new State Script or Interlocking or M over S polo, pullover, T-shirt, baseball cap, whatever it is. Get those new logos into Davis-Wade Stadium, into the Noble Field, starting this weekend. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant, the place to go for the best meal in town for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. It's always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. They have the best blue plate in the city, maybe in the state. A great selection of meats and veggies. Grand, fantastic cornbread. But if you're not a blue plate person for lunch, man, they've got burgers, sandwiches. They've got it all. So check them out next time you're in town. If you haven't already, you need to make a trip to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. Community banking, it's just the way to go, in my opinion. You want to be able to talk to somebody at your bank when you have questions. This is your money in their accounts. And yet these big corporate banks treat you like whatever. They don't care about your money. A place like Priority One Bank cares about you. They care about your finances, and they're going to treat you as such. So if you want to talk to a banker that has your best interest in mind, it's time to talk to somebody at Priority One Bank. 16 locations means if you live in Central Mississippi, there's one near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Before we get into the rumblings, Robbie Falk must issue what I believe is our first ever official correction here on Thunder and Lightning.
This is very urgent. I want everybody to listen closely. Very important. Yesterday, I said that the promo code to sign up for our website for 2 months for $1 was State 10. It's actually State 1. Now we can go on with our regular scheduled program.
Very good. Once again, that promo code is State 1, not State 10.
That's correct.
Very good. All right. Now we can jump headfirst into the rumblings. And we start with Colton Watson, who I don't think this is actually a question. He just wants us to read this. And I guess we'll get his thoughts here. Here we go. He says, with all the high school mascot talk in recent weeks, I'd like you to check out this definitive list in the thread below for the rumbling. So here's his top. Let's just do his top 10. He does a top 20, but we're going to do top 10. You ready?
Okay.
Number 10, the Taylorsville Tartars. Very good nickname.
Very good.
All right. The Laurel Nighthawks. Is that the Laurel Academy that we were talking about last week or whatever it was?
I would guess. Okay. Yes. Because we have the Laurel Tornadoes.
Yeah. The number 8 is the Laurel Golden Tornadoes. Great nickname.
Yes. Great. Isn't
Purvis also the Golden Tornadoes, or are they just the Tornadoes?
You know, I don't recall. Look that up.
Just the Tornadoes.
Okay.
Okay.
If somebody would have done that one on, you know, try to stump Robbie on nicknames, they would have gotten me
that one. All right. The Christian Collegiate Academy Conquerors. Where is the Christian Collegiate Academy?
No clue.
Never heard of it. I got to know more. It's in Gulfport.
Okay.
Very good. In the honor of Bart Gregory, the Nanawoya Warriors. See, now, Warriors at fifth is, that's, there's a lot of, or there's six, there's a lot of Warriors out there. It's not that unique.
I think he was just referring to Nanawoya.
I mean, I get that, but that's not that, but this is, the list is the top 20 Mississippi high school mascots. Warriors is not a unique mascot at all.
True.
So I gotta disagree. Number 5, the East Union Urchins. We're big fans of that one. We know that one.
Worst color scheme in the state.
What is their color scheme? Oh, isn't it like that brown?
It's like Wyoming.
Oh,
kind of.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Number 4, the Kosciuszko Whippets. Great nickname.
Absolutely.
Number 3, the Olive Branch Conquistadors. That's a really good one.
Yep.
Really good. Number 2, my personal favorite, the Wesson Cobras.
Fry Green, stand up.
Number one, St. Stanislaus, the Running Rockachaws.
Yes.
So
always enjoyed the Rockachaws.
Looking at this, by the way, at this list, though, I mean, the Warriors just doesn't need to be on this list. You know who's not on this list that should be? Not maybe not in the top 10, but definitely top 20.
Well, you're a fan of
Golden Flashes needs to be on this list, my friend.
And you're a fan of Kossuth too, right? The Aggies.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm a fan of Kossuth because the Aggies is not that great a nickname or mascot. It's that they have a maroon and white version of Texas's helmet, right?
Yeah.
I love that. That makes me laugh. I like seeing that. So
that is a Tanner Marler's home.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he has the Hattiesburg Forerunners, but Hattiesburg is the Tigers, so I don't know what's going on there.
It might be like another one. Academy or something.
Yeah. The Picayune Maroon Tide. Very good. All right. Moving on. Nathan Kelly, Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis is the best video game ever. Agree. I disagree.
Yours is the hockey game?
No.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat 2 was better on Sega Genesis than Mortal Kombat was. But really, in reality, it's better in the arcade. It's just better.
Donkey Kong was better.
Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Country?
I don't know. I was just doing a Billy Madison reference.
Shampoo is better. I leave the hair clean.
I disagree. Donkey Kong was definitely the superior game. Donkey Kong sucks. You know what? You suck.
All right. Moving on here. Clark County.
I don't know what the best video game ever is, to be honest with you. I mean, you can argue one of the Marios, like whether it be
probably Super Mario 1.
Super Mario or Mario
and the Hedgehog would probably be in the description, the discussion.
I guess you could say the best franchise would probably be Mario. when you think about Super Mario, Mario on the NES.
Yeah.
Mario Kart.
Your franchises, because Donkey Kong's kind of falls under the Mario banner, too.
Yeah, it does.
Donkey Kong, Mario is the one trying to kill Donkey Kong.
And also, I really liked the Mario on N64.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that.
Your best franchises are Mario, Sonic, Zelda.
Mortal Kombat? Is that technically a franchise?
That's a franchise. Mortal Kombat.
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy. That's a good call. Metroid.
I never got into that.
I played the first one. I really enjoyed it, but it has lasting, it has staying power. Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, I love Grand Theft Auto.
And there you go. See, I can't say Red Dead because it's only two games. So
I'm getting a PS5 today. I'm getting it from my friend Drew, and I'm getting back into the gaming community.
You need to go and just like, you need to like a good like a like an old Madden, not a recent one. Not, and I'm telling you why. It's just for practice. You just need to get on the sticks a little bit so that when 24 NCAA 24 comes out or 25 whatever it is, you're ready.
When I get into a groove on those Madden NCAA games,
mm-hmm.
I'm locked in, man.
There we go.
I fell into like 20 PS4 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I can play those games on PS5.
I believe that it is backwards compatible, yes.
Okay. So I've got Red Dead Redemption, Fallout, Resident Evil, like all these great games.
When you start Red Dead Redemption, you will play that until you will be so locked into
it. I'm so excited, man. Like I have not, I owned a Xbox 360 up until last year, but I haven't like really sat down and played video games consistently in like a decade at this point.
Yeah.
So I have all these new video games. It's a brand new system. I haven't seen video games in a while, what they look like and stuff. I'm excited.
There you go. All right. Clark County Dog. I am a senior at State expecting to graduate in May. I'm currently suffering through a physical geography class that is drier than a water bowl of the dog living in Africa. I have to take and pass this class in order to graduate, but it's making me question whether college is worth it. What are some classes you guys took that made you genuinely question whether school was worth the time and money?
Anything math related, trigonometry, college algebra, science. Like
I took statistics for behavioral sciences, and I'm like, why am I in here?
Ugh. So. You know, now that I look back on it, and I don't want to discourage anybody from going to college, but if you're just simply looking to make money, make a good living, live a good life,
mm-hmm.
just go to like trade school, become a plumber.
Yeah.
Become an electrician.
Yeah. Work your own.
They're making more money than a lot of people that get college degrees.
Yeah.
A lot of them are making more money than I am.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And also, another thing, like, obviously, me going to college got me in position to do this job because of the people I met and things like that. But my degree did not get me this job. I had a job before I even graduated. I had a job in journalism. So, I mean, it's just for a lot of people, it's like a giant waste of money. And again, like my wife works at the college. I'm not discouraging people from going to college, but it's a lot of money. People get into debt. If you're just exploring, you know, the world and wanting to just make a living, go try something else. I don't want to get down that wormhole, but it's just, I mean, you didn't finish college, did you?
No.
See?
Yeah, but I am not the best example there. I got real lucky to be sitting where I'm sitting right now. So,
I mean, actually, you are the best example.
Well, no, because
you did get lucky, but that's part of life is getting lucky. I mean, I got lucky too, but you kind of, you were passionate about what you wanted to do. You got into it and just kind of slipped in. I mean, you made your – it's not like you didn't make your own way, you know.
Yes.
Don't be humble. I'm trying to help you out here.
I just very blessed. I have the pleasure of being an assistant football coach at the private school I work at, and our head coach has delivered some of the funniest quotes I've ever heard someone give during a fit of rage. I know you guys have to be careful, but what are some of the funniest things you ever heard a coach at any level say during practice?
I think it was Melvin Smith that told Robert Johnson that they couldn't redshirt him again.
Tell the whole story on that one.
So he dropped I'm almost positive it was Melvin Smith. And Robert Johnson, like, dropped a pass or dropped a couple passes at practice or something. And he's like, God dang it, Robert, we can't redshirt you again, son. You'd hear some things over at Mississippi State football practices.
Yeah, I bet.
Fun times over there. Yeah.
David Hamilton, how many more wins would this baseball team had if Landon Sims was the closer? 7?
Oh. They'd beat Florida twice. They'd beat Ole Miss. And probably if they would have beat them Saturday, they'd probably beat them Sunday.
Let's just say with blown saves. Let's just not play the if they had.
What if?
Yeah.
Beat
Austin Peay once. They beat Air Force once. They beat South Alabama 7.
Oh, my gosh. Probably a top 15 team at that point.
They'd be in the top easily. 5. They have what? They have 13 losses, right? Or 14? So they're 22 and 14. Now they're 29 and 7. They're in the top 10 easily. On their way to host. Ricky Rickston asks, are you concerned with the look of the baseball roster for next year? Ricky, listen to me. Listen to me real closely. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's going to be on this team next year. It's going to be Marshawn, and, you know, it's good. And then you just pay a maroon memory. You can play second base.
Whee!
Can't wait.
4 years in a row. Yay! Mm-hmm.
Are you guys at the same point of apathy for post-game pressers with Lamonis as you were with Arnett? Seems there's a certain point where there is nothing left to say. The problem with that is, prior to this weekend, past weekend, everything was okay. Like, they were where we thought they were going to be.
This exactly.
That killed them.
Well, and then, you know, you had the thing 2 weeks ago against Georgia. I was very interested in Lamonis' press conference. It's like, after losses, I know we're not going to get anything. Usually, we're not going to get anything much from Lamonis. But this team is still up and down. Mm-hmm. The football team had just got to the point where they just stunk. And you weren't getting anything from Arnett, you know.
There you go. Tucker Medlin, I graduate in less than a month. What are some things I have to make sure I do before I graduate and leave Starkville that not a lot of people would think about? It's a tough question to answer, Tucker, because I don't know what you've done.
Yeah, that's kind of the issue, is we don't know the list of things he's already marked off at this point.
Right. Right. Trying to think if there's something like, I don't know. If you were an Ole Miss fan, would you be hoping State kept or fired Lamonis? Definitely kept. Definitely.
Yes.
Kept.
Yes.
Along those same lines, Steve Mormon, who gets fired first, Lamonis or Bianco? I think it'll be if Bianco's going to get fired, it'll be him, because they have a better chance of missing Hoover than State does.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right now they're.
Well, the one thing that's kind of the hold up here is Lamonis has a head start on the bad seasons. Bianco's had 2 bad seasons in a row, basically, or is trending that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamonis is moving on 3. And also, Bianco's contract is much larger, I think, than Lamonis is at this point.
Yeah, it is.
As far as, like, what they would have to pay him.
Yeah. Caleb Goddard, y'all touched a little bit on this on Monday's show, but do you think MSU's decent start to SEC play was more of them being better or the schedule being a lot weaker than what it first seemed like. I think both things can be true, right?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I feel
this team is,
this team was bad last year and lost these games. So
we can say what we want to, and it is frustrating, I know, but this team is obviously better. And there's definitely some things that they do that you can tell they are a better team. It's still a bad team, but they're better. That's not saying a whole lot, but they are better.
Agreed. Where are we here? Winston wants to know, what do y'all expect to see in the spring game as far as offense goes? Shape it on both offenses, or do we get Parson and MVB action? I mean, I think it's going to be ones versus twos and twos versus ones, so we'll see some of Parson and Van Buren for sure, right?
It's just offense versus defense.
Right.
They're not even drafting.
It's not a game. It's very much like a scrimmage, and you're just going to see some you know, first and I don't know if are we even going to see ones versus ones? I don't know if he said that or not.
I guess he said that they're going to release the format, but they haven't point.
Yeah. So, also from Winston, is the Viking Stadium now the least desirable destination with the new vegan menu? So I don't know what this is about.
Vikings are turning over in their graves right now.
Okay. Apparently, this is it's fake. Was it an April Fool's thing? Hold on.
Oh, is it fake?
Yeah, it's fake.
I was about to say, like, the people of Minnesota.
Yeah.
They sit out in those temperatures, you know, that it's a very cold, rugged place most of the time. They're not eating grass most of the year. Come on.
Yeah.
And the Vikings themselves, I mean, they probably, you know, would kill something and eat it raw.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't really work
with the mascot.
So,
but I'm glad we determined that's fake.
Right. Mark Burleson asks, you're leading the Masters going into Sunday. Your wife goes into labor with your first child before you tee off. Do you finish the tournament or do you withdraw and get to the hospital? Scottie Scheffler's a better person than me. I'm finishing this. I'm going to win my green jacket.
He said that if she went into labor, he was going to withdraw.
He's
going to
leave.
That's whenever the wife has to step in and say, honey,
yeah,
this is life-changing money for us.
Yeah.
Like, he's already making good money, I know, but you can't just throw that away.
Plus, as a golfer, you work your whole life to get to that point. I get it.
And I mean, like,
yeah, I just go and tell you, like, a lot of our fathers weren't there. That's a very recent development that the dad's in the room and all that. That's not how it was back in the day.
I want to say that it was either me or is my sister. My dad was like preaching like or had like VBS or something. I think it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had to go, like, her water broke or something, and so she went to the hospital. My dad stayed at the church, like, finished. Like VBS or whatever it was.
There you go. Yeah.
And he was at our house. We were having an open house that our church was coming to at our house. And my papaw, my mom's dad, actually brought my mom and myself home. My dad didn't even bring me home. My dad was very involved in my life. I obviously don't remember any of this, so it doesn't really bother me. If I was that kid several years down the road, I think I would much rather our family have the $4 million or whatever Scheffler got than my dad being at a birth that I don't remember.
Right. Let's see here. Cameron Worm asked us, do you believe you have – didn't somebody ask us this last week? Was it Cameron Worm?
I don't think it was – I don't think it was him, but, yes, somebody did ask us this. And the answer is no.
Question. It's still no. No.
You're talking about two guys that if you took away the fact that Rafael Palmeiro, which is a big thing, was involved in the steroid scandal. If you took that away, you could make a case for both of these guys being Hall of Famers.
Oh, Palmeiro, yeah, no question. 3,000 hits and 500 home runs, he's in, no question.
And honestly, Will Clark has has an upper hand on a lot of people that have already made it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, a better baseball player, Will Clark or Scott Rowland?
Yeah, I mean, I would take Will Clark.
It's Will Clark, yeah.
And a lot of baseball players would too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a hero for a lot of guys. But you're talking about, I mean, those two fan bases alone, the Texas Rangers and the San Francisco Giants, it's not even close.
Yeah. Hunter Manis asks, when did the Bermuda Triangle stop working? How did we defeat it?
I haven't heard about it in a while.
It's because now there's just so much technology. Like, you're going to find those planes.
Yeah.
Well, like we said, that one went missing that nobody found, but I mean, I don't know. It just
Amelia Earhart?
Well, I'm talking about like recently, that flight that flew it went from Malaysia or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a Boeing flight?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course it was.
Hunter Manis also asked, just saw where one conjoined twin got married. Explain how that's going to work. Got to be awkward. You and I had this discussion.
We did.
And it was quite the graphics. We won't bring it here.
It was a discussion that males have.
That males have. And but that
don't means, listen, mother.
Yeah. It's got to be weird, man. I'll tell you what. Either this guy is the biggest publicity hound of all time, or he is the most kind-hearted person that ever lived. Because how else could, what is the other answer? Can you imagine, like,
I'm scared to go down this road.
You know, you're just talking to somebody, they're like, hey, you know, I got a friend who I think you would like. Now, she's a little weird. She's got a quirk. But you want me to introduce you? Yeah, man, sounds great. Because when you're single, yeah, you want to meet women. And a conjoined twin shows up.
It was total publicity, man.
It's
these two
be,
have been,
right?
They were like on TLC when they were young.
Okay,
girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So somebody.
But it's like, you know, one of the heads is like, I'm not very happy with him right now. And the other one was like, yeah. Like, so one of them wants the person not to sleep in the bed with them. And the other one wants to snuggle up. So like, what do you do?
What do you do?
It's crazy.
It's like you meet her and you're like, now which one of you am I supposed to be meeting? I mean, there's so many questions.
Yeah. It's bizarre, man. Like it's kind of crazy how like all that works with, I mean, you have two people in one body.
Yeah.
Like, and the brain, the whole, like, you know, your brain tells you what to do. Your brain says, I'm myself right now, I'm talking with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
My brain's telling my hands to do this.
Right.
Brain's telling me I'm going to walk forward. So do they share the same brain? Like, does what their brain, one brain communicate with the other brain and say, we're going to walk forward? Like, how does that work?
I have no idea.
Does Jessica say, I want to walk this way, and Jennifer say, I want to walk this way? I mean, I don't understand. I need to learn more about it.
I don't know. I don't know how much more about it I really want to learn, I'll be honest with you. Dalton Lee, totally normal question this time. Exciting.
Oh, good. You know, I looked at this. I had to scroll a little bit because I was like, where's Dalton's question? I thought it was one of those spam, like, betting posts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It does look
that always gets posted underneath our tweets.
I've got fixed games in my bio. I mean, you're on Twitter as
it's better than nudes in my bio.
BE 4691222613. Okay, I totally believe you. Dalton asked, the Grizzlies led the NBA with 51 different starting lineups, while also having 12 injury hardship signings. Do you fire the entire medical staff, or is this just an outlier year? If it's just one year, it's just an outlier.
I think it's just a freak thing.
Also, has there been an injured team that comes to mind at MSU? Yeah, 2017 baseball.
Oh, the Tommy Johns.
Eight Tommy Johns, yeah. Yeah.
The team still went to the Super Regionals because they had one of the greatest seasons by an MSU player ever, Brett Rooker.
Yeah. Josh asked, are fans more upset with Lamonis because it's Ole Miss, or that Lamonis has squandered away a win in four out of the five series? It's because it's Ole Miss.
I think it's both, but I think the fact that it was Ole Miss compounds it. I think people were already getting annoyed with the fact that they were losing those one-run games, had a chance to win. But the fact that you did it against Ole Miss just made it worse.
Like, if they had lost the Saturday game in the same fashion that they did, but then turned around and came back on Sunday and won, people still would have been mad. Because they'd be like, could have swept, you know?
Exactly.
So, also, how frustrating is it to see the Gautreaux approach at the plate, watching two strikes before competing at the plate? Time for a change. I sent Charlie Winfield a text on, I think on Saturday, and I said, or maybe it was Sunday, I said, can we set up an NIL fund where we'll give a player $10 to swing at the first pitch? Whether they hit it or not, just to swing at it. You can get an extra $40 a game. That's 56 games. You can make like an extra $3,000. If you're interested, let me know.
Doesn't matter what happens. You just want to
back
swing.
He's like, we'd have to pay out millions. They would all take it. So, we'll do one more and then we'll get the break here. Broken Fairchild, what is something that is currently legal that should be illegal? And what is something that is currently illegal that should be legal? So let's start with the first one. What's something that is currently legal, but it should be illegal? I feel like you got a pretty good grasp on things that are legal, there's nothing that comes to mind that's like, I can't believe you're allowed to do this.
Yeah, and it also kind of differs from state to state.
Yeah. Like, my first thought is, like, members of Congress are allowed to own stock. That shouldn't be legal because they have way too much control over how businesses operate.
Yeah.
So that should – maybe that's one. The second one, where we're going to have – we may have a debate, and we may have – when people get upset at me, but I'm just going to have to be the way. Something that is illegal that should be legal is prostitution.
Like anybody can offer their body for money.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, and I've made this analogy for years. It's not illegal to give a person money, and it's not illegal to have sex with a person. Why is it illegal to combine the two?
You make a compelling point.
I mean, I understand that people get taken advantage of and all that, but I think part of that is because it's illegal. I think if somebody wants to pay their rent and they can get a few $100, get after it.
It is the world's oldest occupation.
The world's oldest profession. I've always said, you know who the real pimps are? Restaurants. You got to pay them.
That's
if you
true.
Want to be lucky. Take a girl out to dinner. Give the restaurant $200. No problem. Want to give it directly to the girl? Straight to jail. Never understood that.
Oh, boy.
So that's the.
I hope my mom's not listening in the last 15 minutes of this.
She might be agreeing with me. She might be, you know what, Brian? He just made a good point.
No, I don't think she will be.
You're probably right. But I've always thought that. Also from Brogan, rank these John Hughes movies. Uncle Buck, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Plane, Trains, and Automobiles. All bangers.
Unbelievable. Ferris is number one for me.
Yes.
And then I think Uncle Buck is number two.
Okay.
And it's just because I'm a big John Candy guy. I'm going to say Ferris, Uncle Buck, Breakfast Club, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and 16 Candles.
I'm going to go Ferris Bueller. I'm going to go Breakfast Club second. That's just a very influential movie.
It's definitely got its case.
Yeah, Uncle Buck third, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, 16 Candles.
The only thing we differed on was Uncle Buck and Breakfast Club, which
I
think
like
is...
Breakfast Club is just, I love Uncle Buck. It's really, really funny. Breakfast Club, though, is a much more influential movie to me. So, but
yeah.
Ferris Bueller is like a top-tier movie of all time.
Oh, yeah, so good.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. You're cooking out this weekend, and the weather says that you should be. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So make it an easy trip. I went by Kroger today. again, the selection of beef out there. They have those beef back ribs. If you've never cooked those, they are easy to cook, and they are delicious. They had some tri-tip out. And, of course, you know, they had all the old favorites, the strip steaks, the ribeyes. They had some big chuck roast out there. It's always right there at your fingertips. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything special to get great beef here in Mississippi. It's right there at your fingertips. Enjoy it this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend for Super Bulldog, you need to make sure a trip to Two Brothers is on the agenda. The weather is going to dictate you sitting outside on the patio and enjoying a great meal, a great time outside. It's just such a great place to be. One of my favorite spots in all of Starkville. Come out this weekend to Two Brothers and enjoy yourself at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it, for 49 years. That's a long time. That is a long time. And if you can't, if you think a business can stay open that long without taking care of their customers, I'm not even going to be around the bush. You're just wrong. So when you need a new technology, when you need a new piece of technology, if you need a new copier or a new printer, if you need computers or laptops for your business, call Advantage Business Systems, because not only are you going to get great products at great prices, you have the guarantee of service after the sale. That's how you stay open for 49 years. You take care of your customers after you make the sale. They've been doing it that way, and they're going to continue to do it that way for a long, long time. 601-362-9192. You can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. This weekend, when you're in Starkville, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. You need to upgrade your wardrobe. We are tired. Robbie and I are tired. And Robbie, you know, I got to be honest with you. He's starting to feel the pressure of seeing all these banner M's everywhere. He can't take it much more. He may go insane one day. He may snap. And we don't want that to happen. So why don't you help us by going to Maroon & Co. and picking up a nice new State Script polo? And that way everybody's happy. You're going to look great. Robbie's not going to have to endure a psychotic breakdown. It'll be fantastic for us all. Again, and we're going to even help you out with a little discount code. Thunder 15, 15% off your purchase of regular priced items. Exclusions do apply. Before you head to Duty Noble or Davis Wade this weekend, let's head to Maroon.
I might still endure a psychotic break.
It'll be totally unrelated. Just be unrelated. That's right. Brett Clark with a question for you, Robbie. With Arsenal and Liverpool losing Sunday, giving Man City top of the table, how bad do you foresee City demolishing their last six opponents? Let's just go through the schedule real quick here, Robbie, and maybe you get some thoughts. Not worry about Champions League, which they're playing today or tomorrow against Real Madrid, and then they have the FA Cup semifinal on Saturday against Chelsea. But they do have on Thursday next week, Brighton. That is at the Etihad at home. Then Nottingham Forest at home. They'll travel to Molineux to play Wolves on May 4th. And then back at home against Fulham on May 11th. Tottenham at home. A lot of home games here for Man City at the end. They come to the Etihad on the 14th. And then they finish the season on the road at the London Stadium against West Ham. Feels like they'll roll through that. Tottenham, really the only team in that group, I feel, has any kind of real chance to beat them. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I'm in total agreement.
Very good. Also from Brent, can we go ahead and get the baseball coaching hot board started? And if so, who would you want to see? I would like, you know what I would like? What I would like to see, I would like for Mississippi State to make a hire similar to what Alabama made in football. Now, DeBoer probably wasn't their first choice, but he was probably no worse than their third choice. And they picked a coach who played for the national championship a couple of weeks earlier. I'd like to see Mississippi State get a coach like that. I don't know who that coach is, but that's what I would like to see. Will they do it? Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
It's so hard now to go get a sitting Power 5 coach or sitting, top-of-the-line coach in college athletics, because They're going to make good money. Teams can be more competitive now, and more teams are investing in baseball. And also, you know, expectations at the school they're at might be significantly lower. And I think that has something to do with it. The fact that you're coming into a situation at Mississippi State where some people don't want to deal with those expectations when they can be successful where they are and not be on the hot seat if they don't host or something, you know?
Right.
So I'm back and forth on who I think is realistic for Mississippi State. And obviously I think Justin Hare is a guy that you target that is at Campbell. I think mm-hmm. that's a guy that you definitely need to go after.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chris Pollard at Duke.
Possibly. I mean, I think
he would take that if Auburn.
I mean, I don't know.
But Duke's a good, I mean, yeah, but I think State can make it, make him an offer that he would be tough to turn down for sure.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I like Dan Heffner a lot at,
don't see him moving.
Dallas Baptist. I mean, he's been there forever. So it would just have to be a situation where he just says, I just want a new challenge.
I think for him.
But I'm definitely going to call him.
I'll call him. I think for him, though, and not that it would be a huge issue here in Mississippi, but his faith is very important to him, and I believe he runs his program like that. Your dad would love this guy, would love the way he runs his program. But I don't know if that would be a thing you could do here. I think it is.
I think you could. I mean,
good.
Vic Schaefer said, praise the Lord and go Dogs. If you're winning games, they'll let you do whatever you want.
I'm not worried about the fans. I'm worried about the players.
Oh, most of these players are line up with that.
I know that.
I mean, Ole Miss had guys coming out to Christian music the other day. So
again, we're basically on the same page. The difference is when you go to school like Dallas Baptist, kind of implied. Whereas Mississippi State,
I don't think that's a factor at all.
Okay, I don't think it's a factor, as in Mississippi State wouldn't want him because of that. I'm saying it's a factor because Dallas Baptist allows him the freedom to not have to worry about it at all. Whereas here, there might be a concern.
I don't think there's a concern at all, is what I'm saying. They pray in the dugout. Now
I'm saying
they
that
have,
there might be a concern.
There's not. There's not a might. I think that is a misplaced concern.
Okay.
You must have read that on a message board somewhere.
Well, no, it just makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Makes sense to me.
I don't know why it would.
Why wouldn't it?
I mean, I just gave you reasons why it would.
I gave you my reasons.
You didn't give me any reasons.
I did.
You gave me an opinion. I gave you actual things that they've done.
You gave me
that shows that it probably would not matter at all.
It probably. So what was that word again? It probably would not matter.
They pray in the dugout.
I agree with you that it probably would not matter. But probably would not matter implies.
Likely would not at all.
I see. I disagree with that. Because you don't ever know.
Okay.
You just don't ever know.
I do know.
You don't know for 100%. You don't.
I do. Just because the guy talks about Jesus sometimes publicly and he prays is not a reason to say, it's probably, you know, he's way too open with his faith.
It's
not going to work.
I'm telling you that it might make somebody uncomfortable and they don't want to deal with that. And I'm not talking about Mississippi State. Again, I am not talking about Mississippi State being uncomfortable. I'm talking about Kiefner being uncomfortable.
Why is Mississippi State continuing to pray in the dugout?
What I'm saying. I'm not saying the issue is on Mississippi State's side. I'm saying the issue would be on Dan Heffner's side, that he might not want to put himself in a situation where it could be a problem. It will never be a problem at Dallas Baptist. That is what I'm saying.
I disagree, but okay. Moving on.
Very good.
I don't think it's going to be a problem for either side.
I don't think it's going to be a problem because State's not going to hire him.
We don't know that.
I don't think he's willing to leave Dallas.
He's never been offered the job, so we don't know.
That's true. You were offered the job.
I wish.
All right. Papa Crawford.
I can go out there and look. If I win 9 SEC games and get fired, I'd be happy with it.
That's true. You'd have made your money. Papa Crawdad asks, who had the better career, Dustin Rhodes, William Regal, or Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig? In the ring, it's Hennig.
And character-wise.
Yeah. I mean, Henning was a world champion in the AWA. Mr. Perfect is an iconic all-time character. However, he passed away so early. You know, Regal and Rhodes have done great things, you know, in the wrestling business since. But just in terms of in the ring, it's Curt Hennig, by far.
I think if you polled, like, the country, mm-hmm. more people would know who Curt Hennig was mm-hmm. over Dustin Rhodes and William Regal.
Agreed.
Like, they would probably say Dustin Rhodes and think Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
And not know that was his son.
Or they might know Cody Rhodes, but not know Dustin Rhodes.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing is,
probably the most impactful behind the scenes is William Regal.
William Regal. If you, especially with Henning, if you said, do you know who Mr. Perfect is? They would know who that is.
Yeah.
The like people who are just vaguely familiar with wrestling know the name Mr. Perfect. So. Chris asks, is it time for you to challenge Chris Lemonis to a loser leaves town match? With me as the special guest enforcer. I would be a terrible guest enforcer. I would side with my friend Robbie.
Well, on top of that, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, no, you would just come back on this podcast as the Midnight Rider.
Yeah,
you do the podcast with a mask on. Like, Robbie? What? I'm the Midnight Rider.
Chris Lemonis will eventually leave no matter what. I'm staying here probably for the rest of my life.
There you go.
It would need to be like Chris Lemonis versus another coach.
Okay.
Like maybe Chris Lemonis versus Mike Bianco works better.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Loser, yeah, loser has to leave. Ford Polk, rank these Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Terminator, T2, Predator, The Running Man, The Last Action Hero, and Commando. What's your number one?
Terminator.
To the original Terminator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I mean, T2 might be the better movie.
T2 is the better movie.
So I'd probably go T2 and then Terminator, then Predator.
Okay.
And the last three, you know, The Running Man, I've seen,
only seen
more than the other two.
Okay.
So I don't know where I would seat the other two, but I'd probably go those first four in order. Okay. Well, no, I would switch. T2 would be number one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Predator is my all-time favorite action movie. To me, it is the greatest action movie ever made. So Predator is one for me. Then T2,
okay.
Then Terminator, then Commando. Commando is really good. Remember when I told you I was going to kill you last? I lied. It's a great, great line. Last Action Hero is really, really funny. I think it's funny. I was surprised it bombed the way it did at the theater. I think it's hilarious. It's that guy, to coin a phrase. And then Running Man, it's okay. The book was better.
Where's Jingle All the Way?
Yeah. I mean, that's a question that must be asked. Where's Twins?
Where's Twins?
Twins is a great movie. I'm your brother.
Jingle All the Way is definitely top four.
I saw that on a plane. I saw it on a plane.
I loved that movie.
Hobo Man.
Still do.
There you go.
Jamie.
What sport did you never play that you thought you might be good at? See, I had no delusions of grandeur. I wasn't a great football player, first and foremost, but I knew I would be a terrible basketball or baseball player.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean. I can't say I never played much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played some soccer growing up, played some baseball,
mm-hmm.
football, basketball.
Uh-huh.
There's not really anything else out there that I can say I didn't play. In high school, I didn't play baseball.
Right.
I think if I would have really stuck with baseball and, you know, worked on my swing and things like that, I could have been good because maybe I could play like outfield or first base. I was real limber. Long strides.
Yeah. All right.
But I would have needed a lot of work.
I just knew I was not a good athlete. There's no getting around. What WWE belt would you like to bring back? I would like the hardcore title back.
Yes.
I mean, I get that, but the one I would like to bring back isn't so much the title as the belt. I would like the big gold belt back in circulation.
I want the eagle belt.
See, that's what they should do, is they should bring back the big gold belt and the eagle belt, and those can be the two championships. I don't like the championship, the way they look.
Actual title, I love the hardcore title too. I actually made a hardcore title when I was a kid. I made it almost just like they did, because that belt was like a championship belt.
It was a European title.
Yeah, so they like tore it up.
Yeah.
And put some tape over it or whatever. I did the same thing. So I took a belt, I took a hammer, and I just started beating it until it started breaking up. And then I put some duct tape on top of it and wrote hardcore title on it.
Fantastic.
It was great.
You still have that? We could wrestle for it this weekend.
I think it got thrown away.
I do have a real
love
here, by the way. You know what they should bring back? The television title. That way, we knew every show there was going to be a championship match. The television title was always on the line every Nitro.
Well, that's what AEW does, don't they?
They don't have it's not called the TV title, but they have the TNT title. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Like, they
basically,
fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Adam. Yeah, because I remember that was like the working belt in WCW. That was Arn Anderson. Ernest the Cat Miller.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you about this. So I was listening to Brandon Walker's podcast where he had Adam Copeland on today. I need to go back and listen to that. They were talking about the Lita and Edge sex show.
Oh God.
And how, you know, they're out there and they're doing all that, and then Ric Flair comes out and interrupts them, and then John Cena comes out and takes them out, right? And so Brandon was like, who would be the worst wrestler to come out and break up a live sex show? And one of the kids went, Chris Benoit.
Oh, good grief.
Oh my God, that was wrong. Why am I laughing? But it's like you're just getting on, all of a sudden you hear, da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na.
There's no holding me back.
No, you don't want to hear that. So, Zach wants to know, was losing the Ole Miss series in that fashion a fireable offense? No. Losing a single series is never a fireable offense. You know,
no.
It's about what happens during the season.
I think people are just trying to make it one, you know.
Yes. With the news of another Waffle House coming to Starkville, what is y'all's go-to order? What are you getting at the Waffle House, Rob?
I'm very simple when it comes to the Waffle House. I like waffle and bacon. And depending on what kind of mood I'm in, I might add some eggs and some hash browns.
Arm is bothering me. I have two orders at the Waffle House. The hash browns stay the same regardless, right? We're going double order of hash browns, scattered, double chunked, and triple covered. I want ham and cheese. My hash browns are a ham and cheese sandwich. For breakfast, we're getting a pecan waffle and an order of bacon, rare. Doesn't mean it's not uncooked. It's just, it's a little chewy. I don't like super crispy bacon. If we're going for dinner, we're getting the pork chop dinner, three chops with the hash browns. That's what we're doing.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Matt Jordan. I grew up loving Stone Cold Steve Austin. One of my favorite moments is when he fought Booker T in the grocery store. What is y'all's most memorable memory of the Texas Rattlesnake? Now, who is this he's talking about? I don't have any familiarity with this person. Was he like a character on a TV show? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, my most memorable memory of Stone Cold Steve Austin is when that thin-skinned rattlesnake blocked me on Twitter.
I'm sure. I think mine's got to be whenever he jumped on top of Mike Tyson on Raw.
Incredible.
That moment was like iconic.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it's just, I mean, people today can't fathom, if you weren't around then, how big Mike Tyson was.
Mm-hmm.
He would, every time he boxed, the boxing matches lasted like literally 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go in there and just kill someone, and was literally, as he was billed, the baddest man on the planet. So when he came down, everybody was like, what's he going to do? What's going on? And Stone Cold jumps over everybody on top of him, starts beating him to a pulp.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the baddest man in wrestling and the baddest man in the world in boxing
mm-hmm.
going after each other, and you're wondering what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that to me was the most iconic, and there's a long list of incredible moments.
The beer truck is on the list. Best. The first showdown with McMahon, with Vince McMahon, is on the list. Trying to think. I'm trying to give some real answers here.
When he gave Vince the stunner, and yeah. Vince just like was a limp noodle the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
The Zamboni.
Yeah, the beer truck. The match with Bret Hart obviously has to be on there. The whole thing with Bret Hart, like when he came back at the Survivor Series and all that, is fantastic. Just a lot. There's just a bunch. But him blocking me on Twitter, clearly number one.
Yes.
John asked, if you like traveling for road football games, does State have the best road slate of any team ever this year? Just talking from the perspective of the town and game day atmosphere and not the results of the games themselves. So State this year is at Arizona State, which is supposed to be a great location out there in Tempe. The women, top-notch, I have heard. It should be a great, you know, the weather obviously is going to be super hot, but go out there, get some golf in. And then you're at Austin, you're at Athens. Those are two incredible college towns. You are at Tennessee. Knoxville's a really good college town. And then you're at Ole Miss, which is fine. And that's a pretty good slate.
Good slate. If you're what Rob Hadaway used to be, going to every road game, this would be a dream.
Yeah. Let's see here. Sheldon Nations, if you were stranded on a desert island, how would you start a fire? How long do you think it would take? Well, I mean, I've seen Castaway, so I guess I would just do that, right?
Like a rubbing one stick on another stick.
Into another stick, yeah.
That looked tiresome.
It did, but, I mean, you got to get a fire started at some point.
The Ole Miss fans that do the Love Is Gone might be really good
at it. Really good at it, yeah.
Wrist action.
They're not very into it. Let's see here. Clark County Dog is back with more questions. I don't know about that. I don't know about a 10-hour break between questions, Robbie. What's your ruling on this?
He thought of other questions.
He had two really thought-out questions. This is a long question, by the way.
All right, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Look over the question real quick and figure out if it's worth answering.
It's just – it's like 100 right words. We're moving on.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, Clark County.
The Dude, how would you feel about the softball team playing a series in Duty Noble with the field made to comply with softball regulations? Well, how do you do that?
I mean, you'd have to get a temporary fence.
Never mind that. There's a pitching mound.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to destroy the mound.
It's not possible.
Well, no, I mean, the dimensions are not the same.
Yeah.
From base to base.
Yeah.
So from the circle to the home plate. So you'd move the field in. It would be it wouldn't work.
It's not doable.
Yeah.
Say what it is. What is the baseball team's best/easiest path to 15 wins in conference play, and do you think it's possible? The easiest path is simple. Win your remaining home series. You have three of them, and if you don't get swept on the road, that's 15-15. Do I think they'll do it? No.
Yeah. I think it's probably going to end up being 13.
Yeah.
13 and 14 wins.
13 will not get them in. 14 will be really, really close.
14, they're squarely on the bubble, and they're going to have to make a run in the tournament.
Yeah. Paul Barrett asks, is there a better leftover meal than slicing and reheating a nice steak and making a sandwich with some buttered toast? So a steak sandwich on buttered toast? I mean, I cooked a pork loin the other day. And what I did was I had the pork loin. I cut it real thin as I could. And then I got a nice roll from the bakery. And then I got some broccoli, and I chopped it up real fine and just sauteed it with some garlic and olive oil and a little red pepper and sort of used that as the vegetation on the sandwich. It was fantastic.
I'm sure it was.
Some provolone cheese.
I would eat that that steak sandwich.
I would too, for sure. Why do some of our fans only seem to want coaches with no off the field or
with off the field?
But then the next part of the question makes it sound like, do they just think we aren't going to be able to attract quality coaches with no red flags? I think he's saying
the only people that some of the fans want are people with red flags, or people that have issues, that have some baggage.
Okay.
Do he's asking, do fans think that you can't attract a good coach that doesn't have baggage?
That's not true at Mississippi State. Most Mississippi State coaches, when there's a red flag, the fans are like, oh, I don't want him.
There are some that immediately jump to, let's just go hire Andy Canizero back.
Yeah. There are some.
Or, which I can't fathom why that's a thing. Why would you go after a guy that hasn't really proven anything as a coach to this point, and he's been fired twice, mm-hmm. when you can probably go get someone that's better than him that has proven it on this level? I don't understand that. Why would you revert back to that?
Because they just – there are some Mississippi State fans who live in such a maroon bubble that they don't know anybody else.
I also think that some of these people that mention that, they see Ole Miss has gone out there and gotten Chris Beard and Lane Kiffin, who otherwise – you know,
those were proven.
They would not have a chance with.
Yeah. Proven winner.
And so that, right.
Yeah. Who had a red flag, not a coach who had a red flag who hadn't proven anything. Canizero had one season.
Yeah. And in fairness, I mean, some of these people have been like, if Chris Jans leaves, just go hire Will Wade.
Right.
You know, so they've talked about it in other sports.
Yeah. Kyle Wilson asks, what is the best Southern party food? Deviled eggs?
Could be.
If you go to a party in the South, they're going to have deviled eggs, right? I don't like deviled eggs, but that would be my vote.
Would like a sausage and cheese plate be Southern?
Yeah, I think so. That would definitely
not be. Like your traditional charcuterie, but like...
No, like smoked sausage and cheese. Yeah, with maybe some pickles out there. Yeah, no, that's fine. Also, pigs are in a blanket versus sausage balls. What is y'all's pick? I am 100% team sausage balls.
It's a tough one.
Mm.
I think I would lean towards pigs in a blanket, but it's very tough.
It's not tough for me at all.
I love sausage balls, too.
I love them. Mason Welch, I'm not going to ask this question. Mason, come on, man. Come on. Just come on. Is all I'm going to say. Let's see here. I'm just going to continue on here with another. I got another issue here, Robbie. Tyler Nelson. Tyler, if your question to us is so long that it takes you three full tweets to ask it, I'm not going to read all that. I'm just not. It's either, you know, bring it back next week and make it more concise, or put it on a note or something. I mean, I'm not reading three tweets worth of, I'm not, we're moving on.
Frank, you put so much thought in that too, only for you just to shoot it down.
That's how life is sometimes. Frank Dukes asks, my friend and I are starting a non-sports podcast. Which program do you use to record? First off, Frank, hold up. Are you saying that you and Ray Jackson are about to start a podcast? Because I will listen to that. You tell me Frank Dukes, World Kumite champion, and his partner Ray Jackson, who nearly took out Chong Lee, are starting a podcast. I'm in. I need to know more. I use a program called right now, Robbie and I are on Zoom. And if you have are willing to pay, I use the SuperTalk Zoom account. So I have a corporate account, so Robbie and I can talk for as long as we want. You can use Zoom for free, and you only get 40 minutes. But I mean, how long are you and your friend planning on talking? So that's one thing to consider. And then I use a program called Mixpad to put everything together.
So, there we go.
Also, why did WWE hire Pat McAfee to do commentary? He's awful. Who are the worst commentators that you can remember? I like the guy as a sportscaster, but Adam Amin didn't know what wrestling was. He didn't know anything about wrestling.
They went through a stretch where they did a lot of that.
They tried to bring in professional announcers, but they didn't know what wrestling was. So everything was just a move. Like, they didn't know what the kind of suplexes were and the various slams. And they didn't know anything about it. That's one for sure. Steve McMichael, God bless him. I know he's struggling right now, but not a great wrestling announcer. He just wasn't.
What was that guy's name?
Mark Madden?
No, Adam Lee.
Mike Adamly.
Mike Adamly.
He was American Gladiators. Terrible.
Bless his soul. He was
Mark
so bad.
Madden was just not a great. I didn't enjoy him. Like, yeah. And now he does Pittsburgh sports talk now.
He was just annoying. He knew what he was talking about, but he was annoying.
Yeah.
I never liked Kevin Kelly.
No, not good. He was bad on AEW Collision. He made it really tough to watch.
And also never liked Matt Stryker.
Nigel McGuinness is so good. So, who was the last one you said?
Matt Stryker.
Terrible.
The guy that was like the school teacher. Yeah.
Terrible. I've only just recently come around on Michael Cole. Now he's great. But like for a long time, like, this guy is awful.
Agree.
Yeah. Like, I think a lot of that because he just replaced Jim Ross. And I was like, Jim Ross is the greatest of all time. But yeah.
Booker T is not a good announcer, but I'm so entertained by him.
He's so funny, though, yeah.
Oh, shuck it, duck it, quack, quack, dog.
Alexandra Watson, why didn't the Roadrunner just fly away from the Coyote? I think a lot of kids don't think Roadrunners can fly.
I also think that he's toying with it.
Yeah, he's playing with his food, basically. Yeah. He knows he's going to win. So he's just enjoying himself. Also, from
maybe he has an NIL deal with Acme.
That's true. Also from Alexandra, why do birds swoop down in front of your car when you're driving when it often results in death? Are they thrill seekers? I think they just see like the glint of the sun off your thing, and they're like, what's that? Is that the lake? I can go get a fish. And the next
their brain is tiny.
Yeah, they're not smart creatures. They're also not real.
That's true.
So
you saw one flying around at Oxford the other day and immediately said
that
that's not
bird
real.
Bird did not look real. It did not. It was teetering. It was teetering like it was drunk. Big hawk.
It was kind of crazy because it was almost sitting still in the air. Like it was barely moving.
Because that's the way it was being remote controlled.
It's a drone.
Last one from Andrew Madden. What's worse, AEW showing the CM Punk video or Mississippi State playing 2023 offensive highlights at the spring game? The highlight video would be a lot shorter than the CM Punk video was.
I watched that yesterday and
totally dumb.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
What was the purpose?
It served no purpose. Like they're trying to make it part of the angle with the Young Bucks, but they missed the mark on that really, really badly.
And what's the angle? Like they started bringing up the
they're saying they lost
FTR.
Because they're wrestling FTR at the next pay-per-view. And
yeah.
They're saying they lost to them in London because they were distracted by the CM Punk incident.
Okay.
It's EVPs, they had to take care of that, and they weren't fully focused on the match.
It's like they tried so hard to embarrass CM Punk, and you're just sitting there going, like, that looks like just like a regular scuffle.
Yeah, it looked like it should have just been easy to smooth over, but whatever.
But can you imagine some of the stuff that they could have gotten in, like, WWE back in, like, the 80s and 90s?
Oh, I know.
Like, Bruiser Brody got stabbed to death in Puerto Rico, wherever it was.
Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico. Yeah, I don't think that fight's going to end up on Dark Side of the Ring.
No.
So, all right. Tomorrow's show, football, baseball, maybe some recruiting stuff as the portal is now open, so we'll see what's happening there. We've got SEC spring previews to do. I've got Texas and Texas A&M lined up. I'm looking for Vanderbilt. We'll see if I can find somebody between now and
then. Who covers Vanderbilt?
I don't know, man. But I got Texas and Texas A&M lined up. We'll get those done. All right, guys, have a great Wednesday, and Robbie and I will be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.